The scene has the hallmarks of a classic archaeological dig, except we're not in ancient Greece or Egypt. The skyscrapers of Vancouver, BC twinkle across the water in good weather. Tall Douglas firs shade the excavation squares and sifting stations. Researchers from WSU and the University of British Columbia kneel in pits, carefully scraping away with towel or brush. We're in Dionysio Point Provincial Park. Archaeologist Colin Greer leads a 10-member crew probing what he considers one of the best-preserved early village sites of the Coast Salish people. Greer hopes this place can answer a burning question about what caused previously nomadic bands to advance into a more complex society.
Why did the transformation happen? When it happened? That's probably the most difficult question to answer. When do people start to settle down?
Often, the rise of village life is associated with the introduction of farming.
But of course here, no one invented agriculture.
Instead, the Salish people relied on fish, clams, game, and wild plants. Grad students Chris Arnett and Kelly Durr examine a fragmentary clue. They're on what might have once been the front stoop of a large plank and beam longhouse.
I think it's a fine stone abrader with a bone point in situ.
Yeah.
It's just so, as it was dropped 600 years ago or whenever.
Yeah, and it gives us an idea of how they sharpen bone.
The archaeologists have identified six big ancient house ruins forming two adjacent beachfront villages. The largest of the houses could shelter 8 to 10 families. Based on radiocarbon dating, they were occupied around 1,500 years ago. Greer's team can infer economic changes from the variety of shells and animal and fish bones in the refuse piles outside doorways.
With a village, settled village life, you have to bring the food to you. And so the diversity of resources in these village sites is very high.
Evidence of a transition to a more complex society includes trappings of wealth and a social class system.
A cache of 5,000 slate beads, some labrets, which are actually plugs that get inserted through the lip, that were status markers.
Still, there's that nagging question of what caused people to settle down and adopt customs that vaguely resemble some of ours today. One theory is that population pressure triggered the change. Greer isn't sure about that, but he's finding potential evidence.
You know, when settlement gets dense on a landscape, you have to create more food for people to eat. You have to intensify. So you have to reorganize a lot of what you do to feed more mouths.
The researchers closely consult with the local Indian tribe. Penelakut tribal member Robert Sam believes ancestors of his lived in the village, and Sam supports the excavation.
It's really interesting to me to see the work that's being done, and it shows more of where we were, all of the sites that need to be cataloged for our people, our younger generation.
Sam says digging amongst the old longhouses carries low risk of disturbing human remains, something the tribe is sensitive about. The ancient tribal village is giving up its secrets slowly. Colin Greer has worked here off and on since 1997. His current National Science Foundation funding covers two more summer seasons after this one. I'm Tom Bontsey on Galliano Island, British Columbia.